late January, it was like Corona Ramona, no big deal. Early March, oh, okay, big deal, but only in China. We're good. Stock market's going to be fine. Late March, stock market's crashing. It's going to be a disaster. Early June, pandemic? What pandemic? Oh, why does my neck hurt? Ow, ow. This has been the craziest ride for the stock market, from nothing to something to it seems like nothing again. And for those who invest in it, especially online, and without the soothing words of a financial advisor, it's been a different thing, right? So what has changed? Silvio Stroescu is the president of BMO Investor Line. He's here to talk about some of the things that they have learned about online investment trends since the pandemic began. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
How has this pandemic affected investor behavior, in particular online?
Yeah, great question, Bruce. Well, look, let me just start off by saying a pandemic has actually tested our resilience, on so many fronts, just in our lives, period. But it's also brought out some positives. And in particular, what we find is one of the positives is time is a superpower. People have more time to reflect, either reflect on what's important in life, where we should be spending our time. A lot of things that we found time as an excuse for before, we can't use that anymore. And people are doing things that they hadn't done before. And when we talk to Canadians pre-COVID and talking about whether, what's preventing them from starting to invest, or even for those that were investing, what's preventing them from actually considering digital alternatives, time was the number one impediment that people would quote. So the biggest change is that people have had more time to read, to research, to consider alternatives, and they've made the most of that time. We've seen a surge in demand on our online investing platforms. And just to put it in perspective, surge to the likes of two times the number of clients that would have joined us, and we expected to have joined us in this time frame. And from a trading activity and trading engagement perspective, the numbers have been three times higher than what we would have projected coming into this.
Wow. Now, there can be pros and cons to that, because some people are in the market and trading in the market and they're doing well. Other people are in the market and trading in the market and they are really not doing well. So people who are like, no, I'm just going to sell everything. And then, March 30th came around and they realized that may not have been the best idea. What's the nuance in those numbers that you can provide us that would give us a sense for what's working about that new behavior and what might not be working about that new behavior?
Well, look, there are no doubt there are anomalies, but what we see overall is a surge in adoption that is leading to more people actually starting to invest, right? And you see more of the younger investors that I've seen, this is an opportunity for them to get started. And in particular, younger investors that have a longer term horizon, they say, look, the market's at a point right now where it makes sense for me to get started, because in the longer term, I would expect to do what it's done traditionally and work in my favor. Those that have been investing for a while, we haven't seen a lot of irrational behavior. What we see is people are actually still grounded in their goals, which is super important, by the way. But as a result of what's been happening, they're rethinking whether they need to make adjustments to their portfolios. So to give you a bit more context, those that are already retired or about to retire are adjusting their portfolios to have more focus on, or less focus on equities, for example, because of the heightened volatility. And they're looking more towards either cash or fixed income. So overall, Bruce, we see more positives than the risk of irrational behaviors and people reacting to the noise.
How does an online broker handhold in a way that and it's obviously not going to be in the same way, but that a financial advisor might be able to handle in those particularly volatile moments?
Well, so you have traditionally, you've had online brokerage platforms, right, that have been around for more than three decades now. And these platforms are really designed as order execution only. An investor would come in, they'll place an order. You're not in a position to provide them advice. What's new, and one of the services that we've introduced, it's been around for 5 years and we've evolved it since then, is an opportunity for clients to be able to trade, but also have an element of advice and guidance. And for us, this is a service that we call Advice Direct, quite intuitive in the sense that we're providing you advice directly on this platform. And the advice manifests in the form of digital tools that help you, for those that are starting out, to build a portfolio. Those who are already invested, we provide specific direction on how to adjust your portfolio to make sure that it's still aligned with your goals. So how to rebalance it, you know, what to buy, what to sell, how much of it to buy, how much of it to sell. So we have specific digital tools, Bruce, that actually give you notification on when you should be acting because your portfolio is no longer aligned with your goals. And then when you decide to act, we actually give you specific direction on how to act. And the digital tool is also complemented by a human advisor. And we find that to still be super important, you know, that human connection and that that human touch and being able to use the human, even if it's just as a sounding board to what the digital tool is recommending. So it's the evolution of services that that has also built a higher degree of confidence for people to invest online.
One last question before we go here. What's the next frontier? As you say, online brokerage has been around for three decades. There has been a tremendous improvement in the user experience and in the amount of research and the speed of execution and all that kind of stuff. What's the next frontier 3 to 5 years out that a consumer is going to see?
I think this is prime time, Bruce, specifically prime time in terms of an inflection point for digital investing. So we're definitely seeing an increase in demand, but the services that are available have also evolved. And I just touched on, you know, some of the guidance that we provide when it comes to rational decisions that you make for your portfolio, to manage your portfolio, to keep it aligned with your goals and react to what's happening in the market. I see an evolution on this spectrum of digital tools where we provide more advice and advice along the lines that continues to take portfolio management to new levels, including optimization of taxes on your portfolio based on your financial situation. As you know, there's a rational component to investment, and then there's also that emotional component and building up that emotional fortitude to drive the right behavior. So I see digital tools evolving to be able to provide you real-time and personalized direction and advice that also complements the rational decisions with how you become an even smarter investor, more empowered with more confidence to do things online with the aid of digital advice tools. I see that as an evolution, frankly, for us. We've already started on that path, and I see that continue to evolve in the years ahead.
Interesting stuff. Silvio, thanks for your time today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Silvio Storescu is the president of BMO Investor Line. He was here to talk about how online investing has changed since the arrival of that pesky little virus.